Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We start this brand new hour of Neon Jazz with the brilliant trumpeter and composer Wadada Leo Smith with the 2012 tune Martin Luther King Jr. off the CD 10 Freedom Summers. He is easily a master of the avant-garde jazz realm and free improvisation. And this specific album was one of three finalists for the 2013 Pulitzer Prize for Music. This prodigious music talent is right out of Mississippi. His music journey began on the drums, the mellophone, and French horn, but it was the trumpet that made him whole. In 1967, he became a member of the AACM and co-founded the Creative Construction Company Trio with Leroy Jenkins and Anthony Braxton. It was in the mid-1980s that he became Rastafarian and began using the name Wadada. In 1993, he started teaching at Cal Arts. Along with the trumpet and flugelhorn, he plays several world music instruments, like the koto and the kalimba. Wadada has been fully devoted to the music, and he is one talented musician. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about his personal legacy and the future of the avant-garde jazz music.
I'm talking about somebody that comes along and looks at this music in a detailed way and actually are able to decipher what's there by what we leave behind. They are coming. I mean, it took a very long time for box music to be found. Mm-hmm. And after they found it, it took 40-some years to edit it and put it in proper perspective.
Yeah.
So I know that those people, though they may not be on the planet today, they are coming. And when they hit this field, they're going to hit it just like a meteorite that's the size of Jupiter.
Yeah.
You say.
Well said. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is always pushing that jazz envelope right to the very edge with cats like Mark Sutherland, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with another cachet of cool jazz tunes for you. And speaking of that futuristic avant-garde jazz music, here's the experimental British trio Troika with the 2015 song Arcades off of their latest album.
Thank you.
listen and please hear. It's me on jazz, Joe Dimino, and I am Wadada Leo Smith telling you that to open up your heart and head.
Thank you.
That was talented jazz tenor saxophonist Don Braden with the 2007 tune, The Open Road. Things began for him in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he was raised in Louisville, Kentucky. He began playing the tenor sax at the age of 13 and was playing professionally by the time he was 15. In high school, he played in the McDonald's All-American High School Jazz Band, and then he moved on to Harvard University to study engineering. But the jazz was his thing, so to speak. He moved on to New York City in 1984, where he played with the Harper Brothers, Dr. Lonnie Smith, Betty Carter, Wynton Marsalis, and many others. For over 30 years, he has toured the world, bringing the world some of that tasty jazz that only Don can create. Off an album that's straight off the shelf of the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher, we bring you the Earl Hines Septet with the tune XXX off the album Do It Yourself.
This is Mike Pagan in Kansas City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with your host, Joe Dimino.
That was Italian singer, guitarist, dancer, and actress Caterina Valente with the 1960 tune Boom off her album Superfonica. She comes from an Italian family that's steeped in the arts. Her father, Giuseppe, was a well-known accordion player, and her mother, Maria, was a musical clown. And her three siblings were all in show business. Over the years, she recorded and performed with some of the best, like Louis Armstrong, Chet Baker, Perry Como, Ella Fitzgerald, Benny Goodman, Woody Herman, the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, and the great Buddy Rich. From the cool and deft touch of singer and pianist Dinah Washington, here's the 1956 tune, A Cottage for Sale, off her album simply called Dinah.
Our little dream castle, with every dream gone. It's lonely and silent, the shades are all drawn. My heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is waving in the hay. Our beautiful garden has withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. From every single window I see your face. The keys in the mailbox, the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is told on the door. It says, a cottage for sale. Space. one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is told on the door. A cottage built for me and you will never be a dream come true. The leaves are on the ground, all the shades are down.
The Jazz Songbird of Tampa Bay, and coming to a city near you, you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Zanino.
Programmed to slam hot. This is the point where we close down the crack spot. No more chicken wings, collard greens, and ham hocks. Yeah, right now is where the buck stops. Let me rock, remain to be dope. I stepped on the mic, but I never took an oath. The oath that I took is to rewrite the book. Broke it down off the top, rewrote the hook. Took a look, yo, I don't rap, I explain. Stepped in the booth and collaborated with James. Don't explain, it's like a blast from the past. A young man, yo, with a little touch of jazz. Hip-hop on it, doggone it, we go wild. They say hip-hop is jazz, bastard child. We a bastard. Then we got it mastered. The name on the beat has been plastered. Wow.
Gospel music.
Gospel music.
I can understand it. Mahalia Jackson reached my soul when I was about six years old. She came to Buffalo and came to our church and sang. And when she sang How I Got Over, I fell in love with her right then. And I've been singing her way ever since.
That was the saxophonist from Buffalo, New York, James Brandon Lewis, with the 2015 tune Days of Free Man. He was raised in the church, and that formed the core of the saxophonist's spiritual outlook. After graduating from the Buffalo Academy for the Visual and Performing Arts, he went on to attend Howard University studying with Charlie Young and performing with cats like Benny Golson, Jerry Allen, and Wallace Ronnie. And he backed John Legend, Katie Lang, and Vanessa Williams at the Kennedy Center Honor Ceremony with the Howard University Jazz Ensemble. And it was in 2006 that he moved to Colorado and pursued a career in gospel music. From there, he relocated again to earn his master at CalArts, where he was mentored by Charlie Hayden and Wadada Leo Smith and many others that were very influential in his life. Today, he leads his own trio and stays very active. From the jazz heartbeat of Boston and the world at large, here's saxophonist and legend George Garzone with the tune Central Park West off a 2001 CD called New York City Jazz After Hours, baby.
Thank you. This is George Garzon talking to Joe Domino, the home of Neon Jazz and Charlie Parker. Listen to this radio station.
Thank you.
That was the jazz bassist right out of the Bronx, Carlos Hernquez, with the 2015 tune Guara Jazz off the CD The Bronx Pyramid. He studied music very early on and played guitar through junior high and high school. He took up the bass while he was enrolled at the Juilliard School's Music Achievement Program. So he won first place in jazz at the Lincoln Center's Essentially Ellington High School Jazz Band Competition and Festival in 96. And right after high school, he joined the Wynton Marsalis Septet and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, touring the world and was on more than 25 albums. He has also gigged with the best in the business like Tito Puente, Lenny Kravitz, Bob Dylan, Stevie Wonder, and the list goes on. He has been a member of the music faculty at Northwestern University School of Music since 2008, doing that good work. And now we've gotten to that point where we're cued and rolling the final song with jazz pianist and organist Michael LaDon, full of post-bop and hard-bop love, along with his quintet in tow with the 2009 song Minor Contention off his album Bout Time. And it's about time that we tell you we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat with major, major contention, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. We'll be right back.
Neon Jazz.